Today in our series, Seeing Things Differently, Autism Spectrum Disorder, WNPR contributor Dr. T. Dumont Matthew brings us the voices of four Connecticut mothers who talk about parenting children who've been diagnosed with an ASD. The mothers are Jen Hudson, Lisa Wilson, Nicole Givens, and Kelly, who's asked that we not use her full name.
You want your child to be perfect. The writing's on the walls for a perfect life and, you know, grow up, be a soccer star, be a basketball star. Like, when you think of autism, you're thinking, or any other diagnosis for that matter, those dreams you feel like go out the window. They don't.
I know the situation is uncomfortable based off of how your child reacts to others. You have to be able to push through how you feel and how they feel.
The first time that I saw him really have a conversation on his own with a peer, I think I cried, and I cried my way home because I was just so excited. Like, mountains have moved.
Any accomplishment, you stand and cry, and people, you know, it's like, in a way, you want to hide. Because why is she standing over there crying? They don't understand, as like another parent would, that has a kid on the spectrum.
She's truthful to a fault. My daughter does not lie. So let me tell you, as a parent of a 9-year-old girl, I'm hoping it sticks with her for life. You're not the only one. You're not the only parent that's going through the struggle of doing the best for your child and trying to get answers. There's not answers for everything, but I can honestly say, I mean, there is for most things.
The pediatrician should push more when it is a delay. Listen to the pediatrician. They see more children, I'm sure, than you do every day, every week, and they know what your child's supposed to be like.
It's not the end all. When your child gets diagnosed, there's therapies out there.
Get over yourself and really just do what's in the best interest of your child. And even if it is only 18 months or 15 months, 16 months that they're delayed, the earlier the better.
She actually has told me she wants to be a nurse because she wants to help kids like the nurses have helped her. I mean, I'm trying to give her all the tools to be independent, to be on her own, to live on her own, and just to be safe, successful. What any parent wants. Find love, get married, have kids.
I feel blessed. You know, the day he got his diagnosis, I sure didn't feel that way. But I do now.
Four Connecticut mothers on parenting children with autism spectrum disorder. We heard from Jen Hudson, Lisa Wilson, Nicole Givens, and Kelly, who's asked that we not use her full name. The voices were gathered by Dr. T. Dumont Matthew. This is the final in our series called Seeing Things Differently. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio News.